FM 90.3 WJTL Mercy Man Sam Wesley on our way. Good morning, 719.
Quick peek at the weather forecast. Sunny skies today, topping out at 86. Mostly clear overnight with a low of 61. Friday, sunny, 91. And the weekend, partly sunny. Maybe a chance of some showers on the Saturday. 88 for the high. A little bit warmer Sunday. Sunny, 91. Ooh, currently we've hit 60.
Our very special guest this morning, Jacob Keeler, is the corporate president of Horizon Empower the Orphan. Good morning again.
Jumbo, everybody. That's how you say hello in Kenya.
Oh, that's very cool.
It's a fun word.
Yeah, that jumbo is jumbo. Fun. Yeah. So great to have you here. Tell us about Horizon Empower the Orphan.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me this morning. So Horizon is a local nonprofit based right here in Lancaster with a global mission of empowering orphan children to self-sustainability. And we're doing that in communities throughout the world, in Kenya, Guatemala, Honduras, and hopefully more to come.
And you must have great stories about how God is using Horizon.
It's amazing. God has been so faithful. I know Mindy's known about Horizon for a while. So we've been reflecting on how far it's come and how big it's grown. And I mean, the problem of the orphan crisis around the world is huge. It's estimated 140 million orphan children. And so we're grateful to be able to play our part in shifting that and placing children in families and visiting them as we're called to. And so a specific story that came to mind this morning was my friend Pauline, who I actually got to meet 2 years ago. She's 12 years old and lives in the community we call Mayona Light, which means Vision of Light, in Kenya. And she actually led the dance party when I came into the community. They are like the most gracious people. There is, dancing, and they put a lei around your neck. They force you to dance, which I'm not very good at, but they were also gracious about that. And Pauline did this amazing chicken dance, and not the American chicken dance. She danced like a chicken. It was amazing.
Wow.
Taught me how to do it. I could do it later for you guys off air.
Hope the camera catches that.
It was so neat to see the life within Pauline, knowing her story of her both parents passing away. She was forced to live with an abusive uncle, and then that's where kind of she came to us at Horizon. And not only is she a great dancer, but she's an amazing musician as well. So she actually partnered up with, it's sort of confusing, a mother Pauline at Mayona Light. So the two Paulines got together, and the mom is a musician, has a recording. I don't know if she's has a label or anything like that, but she's a musician with a studio, and they have started recording songs together, worship songs.
Wow.
And just the Pauline, the girl, just sharing through song her thankfulness to God and to others.
And you've brought us a little of that. We're going to listen to a little bit of it now. Here she is. She sounds fantastic.
Isn't it so beautiful?
It is.
She has a beautiful voice. It sounds so good.
She writes her own lyrics. I wish I knew enough Swahili to tell you what she was saying, but most of them are based around their worship songs to the Lord and songs of thankfulness. And it just speaks to me that someone can go from just survival mode to creating art. I mean, that's when you know they're thriving.
Yeah, that is so great. Now, one way folks can get involved is by visiting you online.
That's right. So again, we're a global family and we'd love for you to be part of it. So go to jointhefam.org.
But you have some events coming up that you want to tell us about.
We do, yeah. So when you go to that website, you'll see several ways to get involved. You can actually sponsor a family. We don't have child sponsorship, but you come around and sponsor the family unit and get updates on that. We launched what we call Elevate, a project-based giving platform. Like right now, we're trying to raise money for a school bus and for a chicken farm. All these things are on there. But the most exciting one right now, because of the time sensitivity around it, is our annual gala. Or gala. I'll get that right, Fred.
Either one. You can say both. It's okay.
Yeah. So that's on September 18th this year. And it's going to be so amazing. Last year, obviously, because of the uniqueness of 2020, we streamed it virtually. And we had watch parties around the world. Yeah. We actually had our best year ever last year,
thanks
to the generosity of our donors.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So this year it is in person and online.
That's right. So we realized, let's do that again. Let's have a watch party. So you can log in just in your socks, from your computer, and do it that way from your home. You can bring friends together to host your own watch party, or you can take part in what we were calling our regional watch party. So we have one in Toronto, but it'd probably be easier for the listeners here to join us in Lancaster here at the Marriott in Penn Square.
That's very cool. If they want to do that, is that something they need to sign up for ahead of time?
It is, yeah. And so you'll see once you are on our website, it's a pretty straightforward click through to sign up.
It's coming up September 18th.
Yeah.
Wow. Jointhefam.org. Check it out. It's coming up. The gala is September the 18th. It's happening at the Marriott in person, or you can have a watch party online. There's lots of opportunities for you to get involved in supporting those and what is happening with Horizon Empower the Orphan. And Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. You guys do amazing work here, and we're grateful to have you in the community giving mission-based organizations like ours a voice. So keep up the good work. I'm so grateful to be here.
Oh, we loved having you here. Once again, go to jointhefam.org. Chris Tomlin back to the music on WJTL.